Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I didn't know that this year for the holidays, my gift would be being an international movie star. Yeah. But here we are. Here we are.
You know, I'm just going to lodge one complaint. I'm just going to say that there was an awful lot of your Spanish-speaking featured in that clip, and I'd like to hear some more of mine because I thought the way that I rolled my R's was wonderful.
2 years ago, Raven and I had an idea for a movie, a holiday movie, that we'd try to pitch to Hallmark. It was called Santa's Second Wife, and Hallmark ignored us, but...
Yeah, spoiler alert, yeah. Couldn't get any of them on the phone.
Nobody didn't even respond to my emails, calls, nothing.
Nothing!
But an independent film company called and said, we'll make your movie, and we did. It was a full year of filming. Raven and I actually play ourselves, one of the main characters. She is an influencer, and she comes on our show to sell whatever she is that she's selling.
Yeah.
So the funny part is that you could go on YouTube. You could look up Santa's Second Wife. You could watch it for free right now. It's also in Spanish.
I mean, it's coming up on the views, too. It's almost even at this point. So you're right. International film stars.
For the next movie, what you want to do is do it in Spanish first. That way it becomes a hot international property that Hallmark will import and be like, hey, we got this awesome Spanish or Mexican whatever movie, yeah. And now we're going to make it English. And then
actually a really good idea.
That's
actually a really good idea.
So Justin has never seen the movie because he's a newer producer to our show. So over the break, he was given the task to watch it. Not only did you watch it once, you watched it twice. You've been critiquing us.
Yeah.
So what are your other notes?
Yeah,
I don't want to give too many spoilers away here for anyone who hasn't seen it yet. But Mr. and Mrs. Claus, they get a divorce, and as soon as they sign the divorce contract, they magically transform back into their younger versions of themselves, right?
Yeah.
He comes home from delivering presents on Christmas Eve, and he signs the contract, and he goes off to bed. As soon as he goes off to bed, she comes in from another door, and in the presence of two of the elves, she signs the contract. And the scene is, you see the magic swirls sparkling around her, and she transforms into young, vivacious, hot...
Jessica Claus.
Yeah.
And the two elves are sitting there going, oh my goodness, oh my. And the next scene is Santa waking up the next morning. He can't find his beard and he gets up and his pajamas are too big and he's kind of groggy and he stumbles into the kitchen where one of the same elves is sitting and the same elf freaks out and goes, ah, who are you? Intruder. I'm going to call the cops. He's losing his mind.
Yeah.
And I go, you saw the exact same thing happen in front of your elf eyes.
Yeah. Bad editing.
Yeah. Not... 8 hours ago.
Editing.
You know what the funny part is? I've watched that movie a million times.
Never picked up on it.
Never realized.
That hit me like a bucket of water.
I'm like, oh, yeah.
You were focused on something else.
That doesn't make any sense. So, yeah.
What else do you have?
So flash forward to the very end after he goes on these dates. And Nev is a wonderful woman. Everything you'd want in a second wife or a later in life kind of a marriage and all that.
At least the character was.
Yeah. And then the conflict of the movie comes in and they have the typical Hallmark squabble where like she doesn't know if she can. And trust him. Anyway, I think we have a clip.
Yeah, so this is what happens.
I've never been to your home.
Well, I live far away.
I've never met any of your friends.
They're far away, too.
Or your family.
And so the setup to that was Nev is speaking to her best friend, Stacy, in a cafe, and she's saying the same. Stacy's grilling her. She's like, well, you can't just introduce this strange new guy to your kids. Has he been to your house? She's like, no, I've been very careful. He hasn't been to my house. He hasn't met my family. He doesn't know you. And so she's attacking Santa Claus for not knowing his home, any of his friends, or any of his family, whereas she's gone out of her way at great lengths to protect herself.
Because she has kids.
Those kids might be made up.
Kids.
Those kids might be made up. She
I
might
understand.
Not even have
I just
kids.
Found that a little bit two-sided there.
All right. If you want to watch Santa's
Second Wife.
He watched
it like a real film critic.
Yeah, he did. We're going to have producer Julie see what she thought. But thumbs up or thumbs down on the movie?
What is up in Spanish?
Arriba, I think.
Arriba.
Yeah, right. You can just go to YouTube and search Santa's Second Wife, and we'll hear what producer Julie thinks coming up later on. Should we listen to our movie in Spanish just one more time?
Yeah.
El show de Ana y Raven. Nev.
Hola, Ana Raven.
Hola, Nev.
I can't. It's my favorite.
It's so nice.
A couple years ago, we made a movie called Santa's Second Wife. It's a real movie. Raven and I are in it. We play ourselves. Mm-hmm. I wish we had deeper roles. We play our radio people, and then the woman on the show, she comes on our show. She's an influencer, and she's selling stuff.
Yeah. I mean, we had like three scenes.
Yep.
And I will just say this. We were dynamite in like two of those scenes. If we had more character development,
that movie would have done so much better.
Might have been good.
Yeah. Producer Julie had never seen it. Producer Julie, you started working with us a couple months ago, and you were unaware that Santa's Second Wife existed.
Yeah, no, it was not included on my curriculum at school studying film.
That's shocking.
You know what?
That's
and
shocking.
Hurtful. And really, we're going to need the name of your professor to straighten that out.
It's very much... the worst holiday movie you'll ever watch. I'll give you that. And if you go to YouTube, you can watch it for free in English and now in Spanish. Just look up Santa's Second Wife. So, Julie, you watched it over the holiday weekend. That was your whole entire thing. You texted that you watched it at 1.5 speed, which was hurtful also to me.
Yeah. Well, I mean, she's got other things to do with her life,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, to get through it.
So what do you think?
Yeah. I thought it was pretty good. I thought, honestly, your acting was probably the strongest of the film.
Thank you.
I knew it.
Said it.
We're so good.
I will
said
say it.
Yeah.
I will say.
Natural.
The costume design of Santa was a little questionable. The beard did not match, so I was a little disappointed in that. Mm-hmm. But there was one scene that really hit home for me.
We could have gone somewhere else.
Why? They have a terrific early bird special.
Early bird special. I'm not familiar with that term.
If you come in for dinner between 4 and 6, there's a nice discount. Plus, I brought a coupon for you from the newspaper.
We need more early bird special people. We need to go eat more early. There's nothing wrong with going to restaurants and eating early. I think she's onto something. I think there was a little tease in it. I'm big about the early bird special.
Wait, this
hold
is what
on.
Julie took apart. She took away from the film. I
Wait
love
a minute.
The central
Wait
message of the film was this product placement. Because that's what that was, right? Wasn't that scene bought, paid for?
So here's the thing. Wait, I'm confused, Julie.
Oh, here we go.
So the scenario of the movie is that Santa gets divorced, and now this is him going through all the dating apps and meeting all these new women. And this is one of the dates. And he shows up, and the problem is everyone, when they think they're dating Santa Claus, he returns to his 40-year-old self. But this woman is probably 75 on a good day.
Mm.
So... do you not know what an early bird special is? Were you just fascinated by the term? Had you never heard of it before?
I know early bird special is like you go early and you go, there's a little discount.
Feel like you knew it, but...
Yeah, I feel like I connected. Maybe in a past life, I was an early bird special often goer.
You could have been Santa's third wife.
One year I dedicated my life to this movie. 1 year. 1,000 emails a day, shoots, how are we going to get the money, how are we, Zooms, like, you took away the one scene where the lady says early bird special.
They got me. I'm a viewer for life for that reason.
That wasn't in any of our writing either. We didn't do that part.
So what did you think of us in the movie?
I think you guys did a good job. I think I would watch it again for your, I agree. Character
to be like, I know them.
Yep, I felt like I connected. And if there was some more character development, I think you could have had a second story going.
Julie, you studied film. Write us a movie. Let's make a movie. Let's make a new movie.
Yes, because we learned a lot.
Yeah, and also it cost me money. So please, if you can come up with a budget for it too, that would be fantastic.
Still waiting to get paid over here.
Yeah, we'll never get any money from this movie.
Still waiting to get paid.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator. Roll with the sausage breakfast burrito. Buddy it up with a honey buddy. Or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes. And then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.